Lead levels in Newark's drinking water first spiked in its schools in 2016. A year later, tap water in people's homes tested for lead well above the federal limit. Now lead levels have finally dropped, a sign the city's new treatment regimen is working. But WNYC's Karen Yee reports Newark's water problems still aren't over.
Even as the COVID-19 pandemic upended life in Newark, construction crews like this one have continued working, replacing thin tubes made of lead that pump water into people's homes. Kareem Adim heads the city's water and sewer department and says the massive undertaking to replace all 18,000 of these lead service lines could have taken years, but will be done by 2021.
The city residents came together even during the COVID-19 period, right? They cooperated with us. The contractors suited up with the masses, the Tyrek suits, the booties, everything to go in the house and replace the lead service line.
Chunks of lead from these pipes were falling into the tap water because the chemicals used to treat it were making it corrosive. The high lead levels prompted a federal lawsuit from the Natural Resources Defense Council and led to a mass distribution of water filters. That culminated last summer when the city was ordered by the feds to distribute bottled water when the filter's effectiveness was questioned.
All the fighting, the name-calling, the lies. We should be doing this in this war. We should be doing that. We don't know what we're doing.
Now Mayor Raz Baraka says for the first time in 3 years, most of the city's water samples are below the federal threshold of 15 parts per billion, which requires cities to take action. He says it's a milestone after years in crisis.
This is not our way of saying it is over.
The state still has to review the city's water samples for 2020, but Newark officials say the drop in lead shows its new water treatment that keeps the pipes from corroding is working. State data shows some homes still have elevated lead levels, and not all residents trust what the city says. Deborah Salter says that's because officials insisted the water was safe to drink when it wasn't.
This would really give us trust in our administration if he simply said, you know what, guys, we were wrong.
Newark still has another contaminant in its water, an acid that if consumed over time can cause cancer. Officials say that will be fixed soon too. The larger problem is the aging infrastructure at one of the city's water treatment plants. Improvements at the facility that were recommended years ago are currently underway. Karen Yee, WNYC News.